There was talk of him becoming a hitter and playing every day almost as soon as he joined the Red Sox. He pitched in a couple games in 1914 at the end of, well, actually, I guess one in the middle and a couple at the end of that season. So the next year was really his first full rookie season, 1915. And I found instances of mostly out-of-town writers were thinking, like, God, this guy hits really well when he's in the game pitching. You know, maybe the Red Sox should think about either making him an outfielder or pinch hitting him more or, you know, playing him on off days to take advantage of his hitting. It didn't happen until 18, but there was talk about it then, which I was a little surprised to see. I guess the only other thing would be when he was sold to the Yankees, that the reaction in Boston was mixed, really half and half. I know we kind of hear bits and pieces of that now being reported, but I think back then when I was writing it, which is like close to 10 years ago maybe now, I didn't really know that. And you had people saying this guy's just an amazing talent, and whatever other problems he causes, you know, living by his own rules and staying out all night and all that kind of stuff, you know, you make room for that because he's so good, versus other people who said, you know, a team is a team and it can't run smoothly and correctly, you know, when there's one guy with his rules and 20 some odd other guys with other rules, you know, no matter how good he is. So opinion was really split. I think the Yankees spending that kind of money for him was actually a huge risk. I mean, it worked out, obviously, but you know, he had problems with his knees. He was often in car accidents late at night. It wouldn't have surprised anybody, I don't think, at that point, if he had been hurt or, you know, in some way unable to play the game after, you know, another year or two. I don't think so. So that was something that I didn't really know very much about before I started.